ExpansiónInglés.com presenta
Lección 7. Trabajo.
Lesson 7. Work.
En esta lección vamos a aprender algunas palabras y frases útiles relacionadas con el tema del trabajo. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés a qué te dedicas?
What do you do?
Repite.
What do you do?
Escucha y repite las siguientes profesiones. Hay cuatro profesiones que llevan el artículo
earn.
¿Cuáles son? Soy profesor. Soy profesora.
I'm a teacher.
Él es constructor. Él es albañil.
He's a builder.
Soy camarero.
I'm a waiter.
Ella es camarera.
She's a waitress.
Soy estudiante.
I'm a student.
Ella es actriz.
She's an actress.
Él es actor.
He's an actor.
Soy médico.
I'm a doctor.
Ella es enfermera.
She's a nurse.
Soy contable.
I'm an accountant.
Ella es recepcionista.
She's a receptionist.
Él es abogado.
He's a lawyer.
Soy ingeniero.
I'm an engineer.
Él es periodista.
He's a journalist.
Ella es secretaria.
She's a secretary.
Ella es peluquera.
She's a hairdresser.
Ella es ama de casa.
She's a housewife.
La palabra
house
significa casa y
wife
es mujer, esposa.
Housewife
es una palabra compuesta. Soy dependiente.
I'm a shop assistant.
Él es detective privado.
He's a private detective.
Los cuatro que llevan el artículo
un
son
an actress, an accountant, an engineer, an actor.
Escucha y repite los siguientes sonidos y las frases a continuación.
B. Bob's a builder in Barcelona. J. John's a journalist in Japan. Susie's a secretary in Salamanca. Antonio's an actor from Andalusia. Helen's a housewife and a hairdresser in Hawaii. Or lawyer. London.
Repite.
Lucy's a lawyer in London.
Escucha y repite.
What's your name?
Número de teléfono.
Phone number. What's your phone number?
Número de teléfono de trabajo.
Work phone number. What's your work phone number?
Número de móvil.
Mobile number. What's your mobile number?
Dirección de correo electrónico.
Email address. What's your email address?
Pide la misma información utilizando la expresión
Can I have?
Sigue el ejemplo y habla después del tono.
Name. Can I have your name? Phone number. Can I have your phone number? Work phone number. Can I have your work phone number? Mobile number. Can I have your mobile number? Email address. Can I have your email address?
Escucha y repite los días de la semana.
Days of the week. Monday. Tuesday. Wednesday. Thursday. Friday. Saturday. Sunday.
Intenta no confundir el martes,
Tuesday,
con el jueves,
Thursday.
¿Cómo se dice martes?
Tuesday.
¿Y jueves?
Thursday.
tiene malas noticias para Ángeles. Escucha el diálogo y contesta las preguntas.
1.
¿De qué color es la camisa de Rick?
2.
¿Por qué Rick tiene que viajar a Washington? ¿Por razones de negocios o vacaciones?
3.
Ángeles pide dos cosas a Rick. ¿Qué son?
I like your shirt, Rick. Black is a sexy color.
Thanks, babe. I bought it this morning. Ángeles, I'm leaving on Thursday. I'm going to Washington on business.
But that's tomorrow.
No, tomorrow's Tuesday. We have 3 more days together.
Oh, Rick. Am I going to see you again?
I don't know. Maybe.
Can I have your mobile number and your email address?
Yeah, why not? Here you are, honey.
Escucha las respuestas.
1.
¿De qué color es la camisa de Rick?
It's black.
Es negro.
Black is a sexy color. 2.
¿Por qué Rick tiene que viajar a Washington? ¿Por razones de negocios o vacaciones? Por razones de negocios.
I'm going to Washington on business. 3.
Ángeles pide dos cosas a Rick. ¿Qué son?
His mobile number and his email address.
Su número de móvil y su dirección de correo electrónico.
Babe
y
honey
son dos expresiones de cariño. El
babe
es la abreviatura de la palabra
baby
o bebé, y la palabra
honey
se traduce literalmente como miel. El verbo
bought
es el pasado del verbo
to buy,
comprar.
I bought it this morning.
Lo compré esta mañana. La palabra
together
se traduce como juntos, y más en inglés es
more.
La frase
we have 3 more days together
se traduce como tenemos 3 días más para estar juntos.
I don't know.
Se traduce como no lo sé. Repite.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
Significa quizás y
why not?
Es ¿por qué no?
Tomorrow.
Se traduce como mañana. Hoy es
today.
Y ayer es
yesterday.
Escucha y repite.
Yesterday. Today. Tomorrow.
Rick y Ángeles están cenando juntos. Escucha la conversación sobre el trabajo de Rick.
I'll have another whiskey on the rocks and another glass of red wine.
On the rocks, sir?
With ice. Whiskey with ice.
Yes, sir. Do you like your job, Rick?
Well, it's a job. I travel, I see different countries, I meet different people. It's okay.
Is it dangerous?
Yeah, sometimes. But I earn good money.
Do you work with bad people, Rick?
Honey, I'm a detective. I always work with bad people.
Rick, are you a bad person?
What do you think, honey?
I think we are all bad sometimes.
La expresión
to earn money
significa ganar dinero.
I earn good money.
Gano un buen sueldo. ¿Te acuerdas del significado del verbo
to meet? Nice to meet you. To meet
significa conocer.
Sometimes
significa a veces o de vez en cuando.
It's dangerous sometimes.
Es peligroso a veces.
We're all bad sometimes.
Somos todos malos de vez en cuando.
Always
significa siempre.
I always work with bad people.
Siempre trabajo con mala gente.
Is it dangerous?
Se traduce como ¿es peligroso? La palabra peligroso,
dangerous,
es un adjetivo. La función principal de un adjetivo es la de calificar al sustantivo, designando una cualidad o propiedad del mismo. Escucha y repite más adjetivos para describir un trabajo. Bueno.
Good. My job's good.
Malo.
Bad. My job's bad.
Interesante.
Interesting. My job's interesting.
Aburrido.
Boring. My job's boring.
Fantástico.
Fantastic. My job's fantastic.
Horrible.
Horrible. My job's horrible.
Difícil.
Difficult. My job's difficult.
Fácil.
Easy. My job's easy.
¿Qué recuerdas de Ángeles? Intenta contestar las siguientes preguntas en inglés.
Where's Ángeles from? What does she do? Where does she work?
Escucha las respuestas.
Where's Angeles from?
¿De dónde es Angeles?
She's from Barcelona, Spain.
Ella es de Barcelona, España.
What does she do?
¿A qué se dedica?
She's a doctor.
Ella es doctora.
Where does she work?
¿Dónde trabaja?
She works in a private hospital.
Ella trabaja en un hospital privado. Pregunta a Ángeles sobre su trabajo. Antes de escuchar la conversación, repite los siguientes verbos nuevos. Decir.
To tell.
Querer.
To want.
Saber.
To know.
Levantarse.
To get up.
Ir o irse.
To go.
Salir de casa.
To leave home.
Llegar a casa.
To get home.
Relajar o relajarse.
To relax.
Escuchar.
To listen.
Mirar.
To watch.
Ahora, escucha la conversación.
Tell me about your job, Ángeles. I want to know everything about you.
Everything?
Yeah, everything.
Well, I get up at 6 and I have a shower. I have breakfast and I usually leave home at 7.
You get up at 6 a.m.? Hey, that's early.
I go to the hospital by car and I work from 8 until 6. At 2 o'clock, I have lunch. I sometimes have lunch in the hospital and I sometimes go to a restaurant. I usually work until 6 or 6:30. I get home late. I never get home before 7 in the evening.
Wow, your job's difficult. Ángeles, what do you do in the evenings?
I relax at home, listen to music, maybe watch a film on TV. I always go to bed early.
Your life's boring.
It was until I met you, Rick.
I want to know everything about you.
Quiero saber todo acerca de ti. La palabra
everything
significa todo.
To have a shower
se traduce como ducharse. En inglés se dice tener una ducha.
To have a shower.
Se usa el verbo
to have
también para la comida y la bebida. Repite.
To have breakfast. To have lunch. To have dinner. To have a beer. To have a sandwich. To have a salad. To have a glass of wine. To have a cup of coffee. Early
significa temprano y
late
significa tarde.
That's early.
¿Qué temprano?
I get home late.
Llego a casa tarde.
Life
se traduce como vida.
Your life's boring.
Tu vida es aburrida.
6 o'clock
significa las 6 en punto. La palabra
film
es película.
I watch a film.
Se traduce como veo una película. Escucha la conversación de nuevo y contesta las siguientes preguntas.
1.
¿A qué hora se levanta Ángeles?
2.
¿Cómo ella llega al trabajo?
3.
¿A qué hora empieza Ángeles a trabajar?
4.
¿Va a la cama temprano o tarde?
Tell me about your job, Ángeles. I want to know everything about you.
Everything?
Yeah, everything.
Well, I get up at 6 and I have a shower. I have breakfast and I usually leave home at 7.
You get up at 6 a.m.? Hey, that's early.
I go to the hospital by car and I work from 8 until 6. At 2 o'clock, I have lunch. I sometimes have lunch in the hospital and I sometimes go to a restaurant. I usually work until 6 or 6:30. I get home late. I never get home before 7 in the evening.
Wow, your job's difficult. Ángeles, what do you do in the evenings?
I relax at home, listen to music, maybe watch a film on TV. I always go to bed early.
Your life's boring.
It was until I met you, Rick.
Escucha las respuestas.
1.
¿A qué hora se levanta Ángeles?
I get up at 6.
Se levanta a las 6.
2.
¿Cómo llega ella al trabajo?
I go to the hospital by car.
Voy al hospital en coche.
3.
¿A qué hora empieza Ángeles a trabajar?
I work from 8 until 6.
Trabajo de las 8 hasta las 6. Ángeles empieza a las 8 de la mañana.
4.
¿Va a la cama temprano o tarde?
I always go to bed early.
Siempre voy a la cama temprano.
Always.
Se traduce como siempre.
Sometimes.
Es a veces.
Usually.
Es normalmente. Y
never.
Significa nunca. Escucha y repite.
Always. I always go to bed early. Sometimes. I sometimes go to a restaurant. I sometimes have lunch in the hospital. Never. I never get home before 7 in the evening. Always, sometimes,
y
never
son adverbios de frecuencia y se colocan antes del verbo principal. Escucha y repite. Siempre desayuno a las 8.
I always have breakfast at 8.
Yo nunca llego a casa antes de las 7.
I never get home before 7.
A veces tomo una cerveza antes de cenar.
I sometimes have a beer before dinner.
¿Siempre vas a la cama temprano?
Do you always go to bed early?
Rick siempre bebe whisky con hielo.
Rick always drinks whisky with ice.
Ángeles a veces come en un restaurante.
Ángeles sometimes has lunch in a restaurant.
Rick nunca se levanta temprano.
Rick never gets up early.
Date cuenta que cuando hablamos de la tercera persona, el verbo lleva una S. Escucha y repite.
I get up early. Ángeles gets up early. Rick gets up late. I drink beer. Rick drinks whiskey. I have a shower in the evening. Ángeles has a shower in the morning. I get up at 8. Ángeles gets up at 6. I go to work by train. Ángeles goes to work by car. She listens to music. He watches TV.
Se forma el negativo con
does not
y sin la S al final del verbo. La contracción es
doesn't.
Escucha.
Ángeles works in Barcelona.
Ángeles trabaja en Barcelona.
Rick doesn't work in Barcelona.
Rick no trabaja en Barcelona. Escuche y repite.
She works in a hospital. He doesn't work in a hospital. She gets up early. He doesn't get up early. She goes to work by car. He doesn't go to work by train. Rick lives in New York. Ángeles doesn't live in New York. She lives in Barcelona. She watches TV in the evening. Rick doesn't watch TV in the evening. He goes to a bar. Ángeles listens to music. Rick doesn't listen to music. He drinks beer and whiskey.
Las preguntas se forman con
does
y sin la S al final del verbo. Escucha.
Does Rick live in Barcelona?
Does Angeles work in a hospital?
Escucha las respuestas cortas.
Does Rick live in Barcelona?
No, he doesn't.
Does Angeles work in a hospital?
Yes, she does.
Escucha y repite las siguientes preguntas sobre Ángeles y Rick. Intenta imitar la pronunciación.
Does Ángeles live in Madrid? Does she get up early? Does she go to work by bus? Does Rick drink orange juice? Does he have an interesting job? Does he live in Washington? Does he get up early? Does Angeles relax in the morning?
Ahora escucha las preguntas otra vez y contesta.
Yes, he does. Yes, she does.
Oh.
No, he doesn't. No, she doesn't.
Intenta contestar después del tono y antes de que oigas la respuesta correctamente en inglés.
Does Angeles live in Madrid?
No, she doesn't.
Does she get up early?
Yes, she does.
Does she go to work by bus?
No, she doesn't.
Does Rick drink orange juice?
No, he doesn't.
Does he have a dangerous job?
Yes, he does.
Does he live in Washington?
No, he doesn't.
Does he get up early?
No, he doesn't.
Does Angeles relax in the morning?
No, she doesn't.
Does she always go to bed early?
Yes, she does.
Does she sometimes have lunch in a restaurant?
Yes, she does.
Para preguntar sobre la hora, se puede decir
when,
cuándo o
what time,
¿a qué hora? Escucha y repite.
What time does Angeles get up? When does Angeles usually leave home? What time does Angeles have lunch?
Ahora escucha el diálogo de nuevo y contesta las tres preguntas anteriores.
Tell me about your job, Angeles. I want to know everything about you.
Everything?
Yeah, everything.
Well, I get up at 6 and I have a shower. I have breakfast, and I usually leave home at 7.
You get up at 6 a.m.? Hey, that's early.
I go to the hospital by car and I work from 8 until 6. At 2 o'clock, I have lunch. I sometimes have lunch in the hospital and I sometimes go to a restaurant. I usually work until 6 or 6:30. I get home late. I never get home before 7 in the evening.
Wow, your job's difficult. Angeles, what do you do in the evenings?
I relax at home, listen to music, maybe watch a film on TV. I always go to bed early.
Your life's boring.
It was until I met you, Rick.
Escucha las respuestas.
What time does Angeles get up? She gets up at 6.
Se levanta a las 6.
When does Angeles usually leave home? She usually leaves home at 7.
Ella normalmente sale de casa a las 7.
What time does Angeles have lunch? She has lunch at 2 o'clock.
Ella come a las 2 en punto. La palabra
was
es el pasado del verbo
to be.
La palabra
met
es el pasado del verbo
to meet. My life was boring until I met you, Rick.
Mi vida fue aburrida hasta que te conocí a ti, Rick. Escucha y repite. En una fábrica.
In a factory.
En una oficina.
In an office.
En la calle.
In the street.
Dentro.
Inside.
Con ordenadores.
With computers.
Títulos.
Qualifications.
Especial.
Special.
Títulos especiales.
Special qualifications.
Con gente.
With people.
Con niños.
With children.
Conducir.
To drive.
Ganar mucho dinero.
Earn a lot of money.
Llevar un uniforme.
Wear a uniform.
Libros.
Books.
Vamos a escuchar una entrevista con Simon sobre su trabajo. Pero antes escucha las preguntas y repítelas. ¿Trabajas en una fábrica?
Do you work in a factory?
¿Trabajas en una oficina?
Do you work in an office?
¿Trabajas en la calle?
Do you work in the street?
¿Trabajas dentro?
Do you work inside?
¿Trabajas con ordenadores?
Do you work with computers?
¿Tienes títulos especiales?
Do you have special qualifications?
¿Trabajas con gente?
Do you work with people?
¿Trabajas con niños?
Do you work with children?
¿Conduces en tu trabajo?
Do you drive in your job?
¿Ganas mucho dinero?
Do you earn a lot of money?
¿Llevas un uniforme?
Do you wear a uniform?
¿Trabajas los sábados y los domingos?
Do you work on Saturdays and Sundays?
¿Trabajas con libros?
Do you work with books?
Ahora escucha las respuestas de Simon e intenta adivinar su trabajo lo antes posible.
Do you work in a factory, Simon?
No, I don't.
Do you work in an office?
No, I don't.
Do you work in the street?
No, I don't.
So, do you work inside?
Yes, I do.
Do you work with computers?
Yes, sometimes.
Do you have special qualifications?
Yes, I do.
Are you a computer software designer?
No, I'm not.
Do you work with people?
Yes, I do.
Do you work with children?
No, I don't.
Do you drive in your job?
Not in my job, no. I drive to work, but I don't drive in my job.
Do you earn a lot of money?
No, I don't.
Do you wear a uniform?
No, I don't.
Do you work on Saturdays and Sundays?
I work on Saturday mornings.
Do you work with books?
Yes, I do.
Are you a teacher?
Yes, I am.
Mansión Auto es un curso de inglés propiedad de la Mansión del Inglés CB.